talking about what we read in Galatians 3, 13 and 14, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of what the Spirit promised through faith. So there's the curse, the blessing, and the promise. Now, we began talking about that curse. Now, that moved us over onto the creation day, because there was no curse until Adam sinned and fell. And the curse came. The earth was cursed. Now, we're talking about in creating a man, and the fact that when he created him, God, the King James, the English Bible says, let us make man in our image. But actually, the text actually says, instead of let there be light, light be, light was. All right. 26th verse. Let's read that seventh verse of the second chapter again. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He spirited into his nostrils the spirit of life, and man became a living soul. Now, here is where this took place. I saw this, as I said yesterday, I saw this in a vision, and I saw God holding this colorless, lifeless, perfect human body. But it was just hanging there. He held him by the shoulders. He was exactly the same size as the Father and the Son. Glory to God. Now, he's holding him and said, now let's stay with God's original MO here. God said, let us make man in our image. No. You see the let us? That's the clue. Man be in our image, after our likeness, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Glory to God. Now, he finished saying that, and here was this living, breathing, perfect, exact image of Jesus, man. Glory to God. But he hasn't heard a word. He didn't hear any of that. No, that created him. Now, there was nobody else making any noise. There was not an angel saying anything. Amen? Hey, would you have been talking while something like this is going on? The angel doesn't even know what this thing is he's making. He said, what is a man? What is that you visit him? I mean, God's made something that looks just like himself. But it's, well, anyway. Now, the 28th verse then becomes very, very exciting. The first Man, every time I start to say this, all I can do is just keep them running. The first sound, that ever hit a living human ear. The first sound that ever struck a natural, physical, human body. There never had been a natural, physical, human body. That's the first one in existence. The first words. This is so vitally important. Amen. The first words that Adam heard was not, "I'll tell you, if you just cross me one time, the first thing you're gonna get's a bloody nose." You understand? Adam would have said, "What's blood?" No, that's not the first thing he heard. The first thing he heard was, "Be blessed." Somebody ought to shout amen over there. Hallelujah. Now, let's follow the same protocol here. And God said, "Fruitful be, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Hallelujah. Now, can't you just imagine? That's when everything shouted right then. Whoa, glory be to God. Be blessed. Now, this blessing, this is the blessing. This is not a blessing. This is the blessing. Say it. The blessing. Once our God. In fact, one of the things that startled me so in reading the scriptures translated into English by Jewish translators, it said, "In the beginning, the Blessed One created." It was the blessing creating. Hallelujah. That's what he is. He's the Blessed One. He is the Blesser. He is the Redeemer. He is life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, he is the Blessed One. Now, that 28th verse, the blessing, that is the perfect will of God for all men for all time. There was no curse. Woo! Amen. Somebody ought to be shouting amen about this. Come on. There was no curse. First mention. First words. Amen. That means that follows all the way throughout the rest of the scriptures, both covenants. Those are first words. That's the perfect will of God for man. That's the perfect will of God for you. That's the perfect will of God for me. Glory to God. To be blessed. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Now, once that blessing got in this earth, you can't get it out. I don't care how big a devil you are. You can't get that out. No more than you can get the Holy Ghost out of here. Don't you know the devil tried everything he could to stop the Spirit of God from coming? That's ludicrous to think you could stop the Spirit of God. Well, it's just as ludicrous to think you could defeat God in the first place. That's the answer to the age-old question. How dumb can you get? I mean, that goes beyond dumb, man. I mean, come on. I wanted to take the time to build this and just stamp this indelibly on our hearts and minds. Glory to God. That God's idea was to bless and not to curse. Amen. And once you get this blessing in here, there's no way to get it out. Now you know why those angels were shouting and just went absolutely, completely wild out there in front of those shepherds. Ah! Amen. There's born a Savior in Bethlehem, and you can't get him out. The war's over. Goodwill. Don't misread those verses. That angel didn't say goodwill among men. No, he said goodwill toward man. The war's over. That baby's born and you can't get him out of here. You can't defeat him. Glory to God. The blessing's back. Yeah. Glory to God. If that don't set you on fire, you woods with. So here, Adam was created with words of authority and dominion. Now, God invested that authority over this entire planet and all the works of his hands to man, mankind. So, when he was tested, instead of using that authority, he yielded it. He could have said. Now, the scripture says the woman was deceived, but the man was not. I could go into all the reasons why. It's not because the woman was inferior to him. There were reasons for it. One thing was she was not there when Adam was created. She didn't hear that. Now, I always thought that, you know, Adam was off doing garden work. And when she did that, and then he came in and said, "What have you done?" No, I'm sorry, guys. It didn't happen like that. No. This is what happened. The devil talked to her, and she turned and gave to him, and he ate. Right then is when he should have exercised his authority. At the first sign at the first sign there's something wrong here. He knew exactly what he'd been told. He knew it wasn't right. Not one guess about it. This man had the same kind, and not just the same kind, but the very same intelligence of God. He knew exactly what was going on here. He should have said, "Hey, baby, put that down. Put it down right now." Just slapped it out of her hand and put that down. "No, we ain't eating that. We're not eating that. You get." Boy, it would have ended right there. I'll tell you something else. God, and this is God's way. This is the way he is, and this is what he does. He gave him an opportunity to repent. He always does. Gave him an exact opportunity. And he blamed it on his wife. Instead of just falling on his face and saying, "Sir, I should have stopped it. And I'm sorry I didn't. I wish I had. I knew it wasn't right." "Forgive me, please." It would have changed everything. But he didn't do it. And men and women have been doing the same dumb thing. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. He always giving everybody the opportunity to repent. And most of the time, all he gets is a "yeah, but." "Yeah, but you just don't understand." Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Amen. Yeah, he does. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, we establish here, and looking at this whole scenario very carefully, we've established, first of all, the will of God. We've established the will of God for the human being. God did not create man for sickness. He did not create man for poverty. He created a garden and put the man in it. Amen. You missed a real opportunity to shout right there. I mean, come on. Amen. He's still trying to get you to receive your garden. Glory to God. Because man's... And if we had time, I can prove this to you from the scripture, that, well, the scripture says the blessing of Abraham is the Eden blessing. So, actually, the job, Adam's job description could be this. He was to, by faith in God, begin to spread that garden. From that place and until, and to have babies and babies and more babies and more babies and lots of babies and lots and lots and lots of babies. Until The earth was the garden spot of the universe. Hallelujah. And then we had multiplied 99 nanotrillions of stars to go from here. Do you ever wonder why man's got such an itch to get off this planet? It is born in him. It was born in him. Adam didn't last long enough for it to take hold of him. But it's been in this ever since. Praise God. I mean, you know, man just finally got to where he could just fly an airplane about the length of this building. Next thing you want to do is go to the moon. I mean, what do you want to go to Mars for? I mean, we're doing real good here, man. Well, I mean, what's the deal here? It's in him. It's in him. That's that urge to populate the rest of this. That was in man from the very, very beginning. And if you're a student of the Bible, you'll realize that it's all in there. Praise God. So this curse was actually executing judgment. Now, what is judgment? Until the final judgment, all judgment in this earth is a function of seed, time, and harvest. Because what you sow is what's going to come on you. Amen. Let me say that again. Judgment is a function of you reap what you sow. Now, all judgment's not bad. It's just that you say judgment, most people say, oh no. God judged Jesus. He raised from the dead and went before the Holy Father to be judged. And you know what? We get his judgment. Oh, yes. And it's good. I mean, it's capital G-O-O-double-D good. Praise God. Amen. If you learn to walk in the blessings to the curse.
What is redemption? It's spiritual life, new life, being born again, a new creature, healed and prosperous. The Path to Redemption by Kenneth Copeland is an all-encompassing, relevant 15-message series on being redeemed from the curse of the law, receiving the blessing of the Lord, and inheriting the promise of God. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law so you can live healed, prosperous, and free. Every word in the Bible, every promise, is a covenant for you. Train yourself to speak His truth and stay on the blessing side of life. Live in the blessing where you are called to be a child of God. Take the blessing of the Lord and live in strength and joy. You have a covenant with God that gives you the same authority as Jesus. Receive the promise of God by faith. See yourself and those around you prospering, living right, and healed. Build, expect, and see the blessing and walk the path to redemption.
Begin to truly live in all God has provided for you because of redemption. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and request your free copy of The Path to Redemption on MP3 disc, DVD, or as a digital download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, my dad showed us that the first words that Adam heard was "be blessed." The blessing is the perfect will of God for all men at all times. It's God's idea to bless you. But we need to believe Him for every part of the blessing. And Jesus made sure that you were entitled to every benefit of that blessing. And to make sure that you know that, we want to make this product available to you. If you just request your free copy of this week's offer, The Path to Redemption. This is all 15 messages from Brother Copeland's three-week study. So everything you see this week and the next 2 weeks are in this series. I mean, if you will order this series, then while he's teaching and you're watching it on the television, you just close your eyes and take it in and then get this and study line by line with the message notes. There's a message a day. You can look and read the personal study notes. Really dig into what belongs to you. You know, Satan doesn't want us to know what belongs to us. But when we know what Jesus has done for us and we choose to believe it, that's when he can make it come to pass in our life. The revelation that is in this teaching of who you are in Christ gives you the confidence to live the good life that Jesus has given you. And it'll take your faith to the higher level, to that next level. So request your free copy today at kcm.org. You know, the Believer's Voice of Victory daily broadcast first aired in 1989. So we are celebrating 30 years this year. Think about that, 30 years of the Word being preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Today, the Believer's Voice of Victory is airing around the world with the uncompromised Word of God. So I know you're grateful to my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, but we want to say thank you to you partners for your prayers and your support. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle welcome you to the 2019 Columbia Victory Campaign in Bogota, Colombia. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.